I just slipped through an exam, and you're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Show, baby. We've got Tree Bark in the studio. How are we doing, Tree Bark?
Good.
Hello. We've got, Sarah and Saber from Tree Bark. Very, very exciting stuff. Your band is composed of three musicians from across the world with one member coming from Chile, Saber from Barcelona, is that correct?
I'm from Chile.
From Chile? Oh, true. Oh, never mind. I must have been wrong. Is Enrique from...
Yeah.
He's from Spain.
He's from Barcelona.
Oh, okay, so I got the two mixed up. That's silly. And you, Sarah, you're from Aotearoa.
I'm from here, yeah.
Yeah. Are you from Christchurch or Dunedin?
From Dunedin.
Oh, true. This is a happy homecoming.
Yeah.
How did you all meet, and are you all always based in Barcelona at the moment?
Yeah. So we are all based in Barcelona. We actually met on the experimental music circuit over there.
Mm-hmm. No? Very cool.
Yeah, that's about
and
us.
And just immediately just clicked.
Well, me and Seba are also a couple. So, mm-hmm. You know, we met on the circuit, but then we started playing together. And previous to Tree Bark, we actually have an album which we recorded at home in lockdown.
Whoa.
Where you can hear our daughter, like, crying because she was a little baby. Oh. It was kind of... We wanted to do something, and it was the way to do it. Just, like, give her a bit of food and hope she'll be a bit quiet, because our flat's quite small.
Is it in a similar kind of experimental vibe to what you guys do on Tree Bark?
No, it's quite different, because it was really just free improvised. So it was, it was that. It's a different vibe, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Different
and
vibe.
And then... after all of the lockdown and everything, we were really wanting to get back to an idea we'd had previously about working with the drums and doing some more rhythmic stuff, and that's when we called Enrique.
Cool. I would pronounce his name, but I think I'm just going to butcher it. So I'm going to call him the other member of the band.
Yes.
Tree Bark member number three. Unfortunately, he's not here today. Is it just you two touring at the moment?
Yeah. Well, really, we're here on a family visit, to be honest.
True.
So
true. Lovely.
But we'll call it a tour.
Yeah. Family tour, man.
Exactly, yeah.
There's two songs you've got for us today. Both are originals, mainly coming from you, Saber. Is that correct?
Yeah, cool.
They're brand spanking new. They're both instrumentals. But beyond that, what are the general vibes here on these two tracks?
That's a good question.
That's a great question. Do we have to discover them? Do we just have to discover the vibe?
We might have to discover them, yeah. We get a bit like trapped on this question because we're like, oh, no, we're just kind of, inventing things, composing, and we have a lot of like different things that come to our head from whatever we're listening to or whatever's going on around us. Like, there was actually one point at which we were rehearsing in our flat and there was some construction work. There's construction work going on in our building. Mm. So we heard this drill, which was just like a, and that suddenly I was, imitating that, and it just like went on a whole another path. So like that happens,
Well, I did see there's a Black & Decker case over there, so hopefully we'll get some drills. I'm kidding. Love to get a construction band in here. That'd be really cool. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear the first untitled song from Tree Bark. Very exciting stuff.
All right.
Let y'all sit up for a little bit. I'm currently joined by Fee, who is our person on the inside.
Woo.
Fee is helping us arrange all of this because it's a huge undertaking. I'm always bamboozled by how much tech stuff there is when it comes to making live music. But yeah, are we good?
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome, guys. You're here listening to Radio 1. This is Tree Bark on Radio 1 Breakfast, brought to you by the kind people at Edu. 10:07. Let's hear some Tree Bark. Thank you. Wawa We Were. That was amazing. That was Tree Bark with their first of two untitled songs they're playing for us. Oh, my Lord. I've never seen an electronic violin before. I did Google them yesterday, and they have quite a different design compared to, I guess, acoustic violins. I'm curious as to why that might be. You know, they're very, stripped-back, minimal design.
Yeah. Well, basically, because an acoustic violin needs its box to amplify, but an electric doesn't. So it's more like an electric guitar in contrast to an acoustic
guitar. Yeah, totally.
And just the minimal design kind of minimizes any possibility of feedback.
Mm.
So, because there's no real acoustic sound coming out of it. It's just a little bit, but it's trying to keep it as quiet as possible so that you can turn up the volume more.
Yeah, totally. And can you use the same, whatever you call that, a plot?
At the bow?
Yeah, the bow.
Yeah.
You use a bow on an acoustic
yeah,
array.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's the same bow, same strings, just a different violin.
Wow. Look at that. Modern technology, folks. Tree Bark's music, of course, blends rock and jazz together to create quite an experimental fusion. What do you think it is about these two genres that lend them to being very intermeshable?
We don't know. We listen to a lot of rock. We like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Andrik also likes that. You know, we also have a kind of similar vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And then the jazz is more like coming from our free improvisation side.
Mm.
We kind of use the word jazz to describe it in a succinct way.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, I mean, that's where all this kind of the freer bits might come from. But yeah, I mean, within that, there's also quite a bit of folklore because Seba's from Chile, and as he describes it, if you want to describe it, it's...
I don't know. I've been all my childhood listening to some kind of music in the buses when you are traveling. People playing some stuff, some folk music, and...
Yeah.
There is some rhythms in three, more in three, not four.
Yeah.
It's something I have. I don't have to think about.
It's just inside.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. I'm curious, on your 2023 self-titled EP, which is available on Bandcamp, there's two song titles that really piqued my interest, these being Don't Step on My Popcorn and The Man Who Tickles and Plays with Hyenas. Are there any stories to these name titles?
The Man Who Tickles and Plays with Hyenas is a pretty easy one. It is actually the title of another YouTube video, which is, I think it's BBC footage of the man who tickles and plays with hyenas. So actually, Seba made a found footage video of that, like a video clip, using a bit of hyenas. So it's a bit but of course, then just the violin stuff in that really sounded a bit like hyenas. So we were kind of in our own world thinking about this YouTube video we'd seen and things and trying to put names to the songs. So we basically always, our songs are called 1, 2, 3 until we're like, okay, now we have to put some sort of name on it. We've never, ever been, wanting to put music to a name.
Mm.
Not yet. Might happen. Mm. And Don't Step on My Popcorn, I just kind of... That was me. I just thought of it. I don't know why. It's kind of the song is a whole rhythmic play on... it's a thing between five subdivisions and five and four, and we eat a lot of popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's popcorn, a thing we do at our house. We have a popcorn maker, and it just happened.
And we have a video of this song.
That's true. There we are. You're right.
A guy in India making popcorn in the street.
Spicy popcorn.
Hell
yeah. Yeah, yeah,
footage.
Yeah, but that when we found that footage after, actually, giving the name to the tune, so it kind of happened the opposite way to the hyenas one. But still,
I'm a big popcorn fan as well. Do you all make much experimental popcorn? Play with flavors and stuff.
We've been known to spice it mostly.
Spicy popcorn. That was good. It's really surprisingly good. I was very pleasantly surprised when I first had it. It's great stuff.
Yeah,
I love
cool.
it. With Cajun seasoning, maybe.
Yeah.
It's mean ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it might be like, I don't know, you're at the movie theaters and someone's doing your popcorn and that's why the song was called that.
True.
But no.
No, it's more like thinking about kids at home, like, and
going
crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, being kids.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I think it's time to hear the second of the two tracks. Very excited. We have a taste of the first one, so we have an inkling of what the sound might be, but who knows what's gonna happen. Only Saber and Sarah know. Very, very exciting stuff. Alrighty. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Cool as. Here is Tree Bark again on the Breakfast Show. Let's get into it. Awesome. Very, very climactic finish there. That was awesome. That was amazing. Y'all are currently on here for a family visit, but that doesn't mean that you're not playing. Of course, you're playing tomorrow at Inch Bar. at 8 p.m. with Texture Time.
Yes.
When was the last time you've played in Aotearoa?
Ooh, I was here like 6.5 years ago.
Oh, wow, so
this is
time.
Seba's first time, so we have to say like a warm welcome.
Congratulations.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, so first time back in New Zealand for 6 years as well?
Yeah.
Wow. So what have you noticed that's changed about Aotearoa?
A few things. A few like random details nothing too drastic, really.
Have you noticed?
It's very warm and friendly. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah.
Have you been on George Street?
Yes.
Seen the whole street change?
Yeah, that I've seen. I actually played with Piecemeal, which is... So, Texture Time is my brother.
All right.
With various musicians that he collaborates with. Mm-hmm. And I played with his other band, which is called Piecemeal. Mm-hmm. And we played on George Street in a... It was like an exposition was there. I thought it was really cool. You know, it's like these unoccupied spaces, you know, that they're using to do different art stuff. So that was pretty cool. So yeah, I saw George Street.
Nice.
And I've taken the family down as well, you know.
Sweet ass.
Yeah.
Have you got much else planned for your visit? Are you going to get a Lanark Castle or any landmarks like that?
Yeah.
Any beaches?
We do have to go see the penguins.
Oh, hell yeah, the Kororo?
Yeah. Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anything else?
You know, normal stuff.
Hang out with family and stuff.
Yeah, nice.
Are those two songs that you performed for us today going to be uploaded on the internet anytime soon, or can you keep them for a little bit longer?
Ah, good question. We're not quite sure yet. Yeah,
see where it goes.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of get together with Enrique and see what we do with it.
Nice. Mm. And when do you get back to Barcelona?
We're leaving on Tuesday.
Wow. So like
we'll be back next week.
4 days?
Yeah. Yeah, we're kind of at the end of our trip. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's funny. It's like, what, probably summer over there right now?
Yeah. When we left, it was way too hot and humid. So this is...
So it's quite a nice change being
it
here?
Yeah, okay.
That's often the opposite of what people say when they come to me.
No, we're very, very happy with this.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Mm-hmm. It was great hearing what you all have to make. It was real awesome. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah. If you'd like to see Tree Bar, you can do so tomorrow at Inch Bar. They're playing with Texture Time at 8 p.m. That was Sarah and Saber from Tree Bark. Up next week.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. But find more at r1.co.nz.